Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hit high and deep to center field. Myers back! Out of here! Number 17 for Rafi Devers. Number 2 in a Giants uniform. That's what they needed. They're back in it.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready to put my guy Craig Breslow on the hot seat?
Oh, Keith? Yeah. He put himself on the hot seat yesterday. Yesterday with the Greg Hill show, he was like, listen, depending on how this next week goes, I can join you at the last road show.
He put himself on there.
Put himself squarely, right on there.
Squarely on the hot seat. That is true.
It hasn't gone super great for him this year or really since he's taken over.
Well, and I hate to say it, Keith, but we were wrong yesterday on the show.
How's that?
We said the Red Sox are off. What's the worst that could happen to the Red Sox?
Well,
turns out Rafael Devers smacked a homer. Now, it was a 5-0 game, and the Giants lost again. They have the same record with Devers that the Red Sox have without him.
Cadillac'd it around the bases.
You were telling me that.
I guess I didn't notice that. So he smashes the ball, and like his momentum took him sort of into the righty's batter's box, and that's where he watched it until it landed in the seats, and then he jogged around the bases like he was... Yeah, like a double groin injury. You're like, what are you doing? Like, you're losing. Just get around.
5-0 game.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, he tied it.
Oh, that was a tying home run?
I believe that was the tying.
All right, well, they lost the game anyway.
No. No. No.
I thought it made it 5-5.
No, made it 5-2. It's 5-0 when he hit the home run. And then they got smoked.
Come on,
12-5.
Nick.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big Devers defender.
Look,
I'm on Team Devers.
I don't have much to latch onto here, so just let me latch onto that. It was a 5-0 game when he hit the home run.
I should know better than Jones is pretty in on this.
And my guy. Craig Breslow acquired another guy I like, Kyle Harrison.
How'd he do?
He made his debut for Worcester
last night. What's Kyle Harrison? Oh, good. Woo Sox?
Let me just get the exact
numbers. Go Woo Sox.
Because Nick made sure to forward them.
Better or worse than
that
Tanner
That wasn't Hunt. Actually the final numbers.
Oh, these aren't final numbers?
I had 2 hits onto those numbers.
Oh, no.
So 3-plus innings of work, 8 hits, 4 earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts. He did allow a home run for the Woo Sox.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
That guy might have been onto something.
That guy kind of nailed it.
That was the other problem with Breslow is he's really hyping up the return. Like they were trying to – basically the question was along the lines of, hey, if you had eaten some of Devers' money, could you have gotten better players? He's like, whoa, 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 guys.
Don't shortchange what we got.
These are pretty good players. We have a high-leverage reliever. I'm like, where? And he's like, and a starting pitcher that we could slot in right after Garrett Crochet. It's like, you do? So he thinks
pitchers in the room with us.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you talking about? You didn't get players to be named later, where you could be like, hey, maybe we'll get those things. He thinks that Hicks is like a setup man, and Harrison's a top end of the rotation starter. No,
well, not based on his first outing.
I know. I mean,
for the Woo Sox, or much of what we've seen in the majors over parts of 3 years.
I was gonna say, like, you didn't get anything yet that is helping this team, and it doesn't seem like you did at all.
No. No. So even I am willing to admit that. It's not going well for my guy, Craig Breslow.
It's going poorly.
And the Red Sox. They have 3 with the Blue Jays at Fenway. And, well, I thought it was interesting what Greg was discussing today. And it's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can dial us up here on a Friday, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to get in touch. It's also the text line here at WEEI. A lot of text rolling there. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. You can subscribe to WEEI. But Greg made this point over and over again while I was driving. He's like, if they get swept, they lose 2 out of 3. It has the potential to get ugly this weekend at Fenway. And the last time we said this was the opening home series for the Red Sox. We're like, if Devers doesn't turn it around and they come back against the Cardinals and he keeps striking out. Remember the awful start Devers got off to?
The world, like a historic start.
A historically bad start. Yeah. I'm like, the fans are going to turn on him quick. And I believe that. The team turned it around. He turned it around. Didn't come to fruition.
Right.
But this Red Sox team is facing the exact same thing. You come back home. The fan base is not thrilled with the trade. I've tried to defend it. But the fan base isn't thrilled with it. They're not thrilled with the product on the field. They're not thrilled with the GM. They're not thrilled with the return. They're angry that Devers is gone. And you come out and lose 2 out of 3, get swept, heaven forbid. It has the potential to turn and turn quick on Breslow,
yeah,
Cora, and the Red Sox this weekend.
Yeah, it's a mess. People are mad, as they should be, because this isn't like last season when you were playing 500 and you're like, you know what, that's kind of better than we thought, right? Like, the expectations for this team were so high. We thought they might win 90 games or certainly in the high 80s competing for a wild card spot. And as bad as the American League is, they're still just falling further and further out of it. They're not scoring runs. They got like one guy basically that can pitch. So, yeah, people are pissed. And then whether you like Devers or not, right, because I think the fan base was somewhat split. Just be like, all right, the guy's not, you know, playing in the field and he's kind of a turd and all this stuff, but he was hitting. And now a team that is not scoring runs, you remove one of your best hitters and you don't add anybody to the active roster right away. How is that a commitment to 2025? Cause that's what Breslow also said. We're gonna try to add to 2025. All you've done so far is subtracted from 2025.
Yep.
That's tough. And you're not even breaking even.
Then they might not be done based on the reporting of Jeff Passan and the Athletic.
Oh my God,
Duran and Bregman and Chapman and guys like that could all be on the way out.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought that they'd be playing in this sort of state right now? So you're right. I mean, a 5-game losing streak is brutal. And now you're playing a Toronto team that is certainly no great shakes. They're better than you.
5 or 6.
7 or 8. Good call.
It might be 7 or 8. The losing streak.
Oh,
by the
no,
time
no,
all
it
can
be
done.
7 or 8 for sure. Yeah,
but yeah, now they're in focus. They're at home, and you could see it getting pretty ugly. For sure.
Depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
That is true. That is actually true.
Uh-huh.
That is. Now I thought that Breslow might have a little bit more job security, believe it or not, than Alex Cora.
Well, so
but there's also a scenario that they're both gone.
Okay, hot seat. Who's got the hotter seat? Cora or Breslow?
Cora. I'm going to say Cora. I think Curtis, Cora should.
I heard Curtis say this today. Curtis is like, if they get swept by the Blue Jays, Cora's out, which I hadn't really thought about. I think Cora's inching his way to the hot seat. But
if they didn't just sign him to an extension, then I would say.
Oh, he would have been gone weeks ago,
yeah,
if he didn't have the extension.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no,
I think Cora is more on the hot seat.
I think Cora's seat is hotter than Breslow's, but it's getting close.
I know.
Even us Breslow defenders have to acknowledge it's getting spicy. The team better turn it around and turn it around quick, or the guys you acquired, Hicks and Harrison, better start pitching well just in AAA.
Yeah.
And then ultimately get here and help the team in the major leagues. Something has to turn quickly for this team, or everybody's hot seat's going to burn up on them.
Do you think, because John Henry, how many baseball players do you think John Henry can name in the league?
8? Oh, current baseball players? I was going to say, I'd have like Stan Musial and guys like that.
Stan, the man.
Current baseball players? Not many.
Yeah.
He's probably like, I know Aaron Judge.
He's like,
I
Alex Cora. You're like, well, no, current players.
Ortiz.
But, yeah, David Poppy.
Yeah.
So my point is, when he was like, all right, we got to get rid of Devers, and then Breslow explains to him, like, hey, we found a deal, we got rid of Devers. Does Breslow say in the moment, all right, these are the four guys
he's
got
the
back.
Guy making $313 million. John,
he's
that's
like,
him. Yeah.
No, but, like, even John Henry would have to be like, what are we getting back? And did Breslow say, good news, we're getting a starting pitcher and a reliever? And Henry's like, all right, that seems pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's a good return. And then weeks go by, you've lost 5 straight games. Does he say, what about those guys that you got? Are those guys play for our team? How are they doing? Are they doing well?
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
He's like, well, Hicks isn't ready, but he'll be ready. Harrison, we're going to have him start a bunch of games in Worcester, apparently, get shelled down there, and then maybe call him up. But, like, that part of it's going to be insane. Now, I know a lot of people might just say Henry doesn't care. Henry's got rid of the contract, so Henry's happy about getting rid of the contract. But at some level, he's making some of these moves and even going back to, like, firing Heim Bloom because he does want to at least get back to the playoffs. Because you can make more money that way, right? Like, so that's part of it. Like, being missing out on the playoffs year in and year.
At a certain point, he's like, no one's showing up to the ballpark. This is what was happening with Bloom, where Dodgers fans were storming the ballpark.
Tickets
were going for $1 on the secondary market for Red Sox, Yankees. And it's like, okay, our fans are checking out. Other fan bases are showing up.
Our fans are checking out. You think Reds fans will be here?
We got to pretend to keep people happy. And so I'm going to fire Bloom, or I'll fire the manager, or I'll fire Breslow, or whatever.
Yeah.
None of it really matters to him.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's a bigger factor. Him worried about the business line and losing fans than making a playoff run.
Could be. But he also did, and I'm not trying to throw him a parade for this, but he did sign Alex Bregman or approve the signing of Bregman at $41 million annually.
It's not nothing.
And then sign.
We're smoking a cigar to let you know.
That's true. Right.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah.
That's a freezing cold takes or whatever. Then you have, you know, they trade for Garrett Crochet and they extend him right away. Now, these aren't Juan Soto contracts, but they're more than what they were doing. So that you would think would say, all right, we want to be competitive. We're sick of being in last place or a scrappy 500 team. And then now you see this year, we're like, oh, it's going to be even worse than that. It's going to be closer to maybe 2 years ago than it was even last year.
So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. You can also text like this gentleman did, or ma'am. Jones should be on the hot seat.
Ooh.
I think we always are. Boom,
okay.
If you think we don't think we're on the hot seat.
We live our lives that way. So
we're very aware.
Trust
day
me.
To day on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Jaren Duran.
Boom, roasted.
Jaren Duran was on the Section 10 podcast with Jared Krabas, who they just had a
wait
big old
a minute.
Dust up. Yeah.
I thought
he was dead to
Krabas was done with him.
That's what I thought.
So then he hopped on the pod. Did they smooth things over? I
hopped on the pod. Well, I didn't listen to the whole thing. But Nick did pull this. He was asked about the Devers trade.
Oh.
And how the team feels about Rafi. Here's what Jaren Duran had to say.
Talking to Jared about this earlier is like people, I feel like people wanted us to dwell on it. But it's like, what is that going to do? It's not going to bring them back. Like people were like, oh, maybe they didn't like Rafi or they didn't care or stuff like that. I'm like, no. But like, what's crying about it going to do? It's not going to bring them back. Like, he's gone. He's on the Giants now. He's doing his thing over there. So, like, we have to do our thing over here. So, when people are like, oh, like honestly, like, to the fans, like, if you're mad about it, like, you guys can be mad about it because you don't have to go and perform on the field the next day. Like, we don't have that luxury.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To be upset about it because I got to go out and win a game the next day with or without Rafi. So, but I mean, we were always a pretty close group. And I think just all these people getting upset about it, it's obviously made us closer because it's like, all right, well, they think we're going to suck without Rafi. Like, well, we have to go prove them wrong now. So that's just something else we're going to have to prove people wrong.
What was your relationship like with Rafi when he was on the team?
It was good. Yeah. I love Rafi. I still love him. I mean, it was always funny to see him smiling and laughing and act like a kid. I mean, everybody sees him smiling and laughing, like, and sitting on his cooler in the dugout.
Okay. All right.
That, like, a full-throated... Well,
what's in the cooler?
You tell me what jumped out there. A few different things. Yeah.
Well, he's like, what do you want us to do? Like, what do you... Because I think their natural reaction was like, all right, good. See you later. You're gone. And then they probably heard some of the backlash and people questioning, like, what it was. And they're like, oh, like, well, what do you want us to do? Like, be upset about it? It's like, well, in years past, the Red Sox have traded players, and players on the roster have been upset. When Christian Vasquez got traded, mindset wasn't, oh, what are you going to do? That's not going to bring him back. No, they were pissed.
They were angry.
And they made it very clear that they were pissed. I think these guys were fine that he was gone. And, you know, maybe they're sensitive to some of the criticism or the discussion that has led to it.
So I don't think this
was good.
That's not a full-throated defense of Devers.
Good.
How was your relationship? One more time, Jared.
It was good.
Yeah. Hey, how's Jones? How's your marriage going?
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Don't ask anything. It's good.
That's past tense.
No problems there.
Past tense. What's going on there?
That's good. Good.
Everything, no problems.
Everything with Cat Gray.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah. So
was good.
I wouldn't exactly call that
a
full-throated defense.
No. You know what he said at first when he was asked about it? He's like, well, I went to sleep. He's like, they took Rafi off the bus, the plane. They took Rafi off the plane, and I was like, wow, there goes Rafael Devers. And then I don't really know what else to tell you because me and Rob Refsteiner took naps. That's what he said. Yeah. He wasn't exactly broken up over. He fell asleep on the plane.
Look, they don't care. Now, I will say to my guy, Jaren Duran, and apparently now Karabas' guy as well.
They're best buds. Did they mention how much they hated each other at the beginning of the podcast?
I don't know. The Twitch chat has listened to it, and they're claiming that Jared went real soft in the interview.
Got it.
John in the car, good friend, is saying he predicted all along that Karabas just wanted attention this week. That's why he went off on Duran to get the interview and get attention on the interview.
Oh, and maybe to get some ears on it.
Maybe.
Because you're like, hey, listen up.
Could be.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if Karabas is done with Durant, maybe the Red Sox are done with Durant, but that seems to be smoothed over. No, but just Durant coming out and saying, yeah, we're going to prove people wrong. I would start doing that now-ish. I would start with tonight against the Blue Jays. I would start with this weekend against the Blue Jays. Because if you don't,
they got to get going.
You're
here.
Not going to be able to dig your way out.
They do need to get going. They
I would
need
start
to prove
that
they're better. And if the team is really closer because Devers is gone and they're more motivated because Devers is gone, like you gotta go out there and show it.
It was good.
Five straight losses have not been good. It has not been very good. No.
Everything is fine.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.